Italy considering completely banning unvaccinated from workplaces. By Peter Cattell on January 4, 2022. Italy is currently mulling over the possibility of completely banning unvaccinated individuals from workplaces. Some in the Italian government are considering implementing the Super Green Pass in workplaces, an action which would result in the complete banning of unvaccinated individuals from that area of life. The so-called Super Green Pass in Italy can only be obtained by being vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus, or from having recovered from the disease. A negative COVID test cannot be used as a substitute in order to enter locations requiring the pass. According to a report by Il Giornale, the Italian Undersecretary of Health, Andrea Costa, hopes that an expansion of the pass would nudge more people towards vaccination. I believe that, given the numbers of infections and increasing hospital pressure, it is reasonable to immediately extend the Super Green Pass in the workplace, the publication reports Costa as saying. It will be a big boost to speed up the vaccination campaign and impose severe restrictions on those who do not get vaccinated. Costa also expressed confidence regarding the possibility of such a ban passing in Italy's legislature. Up to now, the measures have all been approved unanimously, and I am confident that this will happen again this time, the health undersecretary said. The Italian politician also dismissed concerns regarding public opposition to the measure. Despite previous anti-COVID restrictions implemented by the government leading to thousands-strong protests. This initiative could create tensions, but the government's priority is to return to normalcy and not to close the activities, Costa said. We cannot allow the positions of a minority to jeopardize the results achieved to date. Costa also said that, despite he himself being in favor of the measure, that a compulsory vaccination mandate is unlikely to be implemented in the Mediterranean country. According to Il Giornale, Costa went on to voice support for forcing schools to discriminate between vaccinated and unvaccinated children. We have to go back to school in the presence, the undersecretary said. I fully agree with the proposal of the regions which guarantees the presence at school for those who are vaccinated. It is right to create a differentiation, Costa said regarding sending unvaccinated children home should positive cases arise in the classroom. Those who have been vaccinated must be guaranteed face-to-face lessons and active health surveillance. For those who choose not to get vaccinated, the distanced learning will start, but in this way the schools would not close, Costa continued. In a separate report, Il Giornale also notes that the government is considering expanding the Super Green Pass requirement to schools and universities in some fashion, though there is reportedly some disagreement within the parties. The introduction of the regular Green Pass as a requirement to take part in church services is also to become a battleground for debate, according to the publication. Italy remains in a state of emergency regarding the coronavirus, having passed a decree extending relevant degrees last month. As a result, the controversial Super Green Pass remains a requirement for those looking to access the likes of indoor dining, theaters, and sports events. The Italian state has meanwhile had a battle with those looking to get around the harsh restrictions, with police conducting nationwide raids in search of fake passes as the popularity of forgeries soar across Europe. One 50-year-old in the country even attempted to game the system last month, turning up to a vaccination appointment with a prosthetic arm in the hopes of avoiding being jabbed despite needing the green pass to work.